Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, wonderful. Sam Crook. Thanks. And you're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies by Never a Sinner. The name of the show, if you want to find me anytime, I'm on Black Talk Radio, look for the Cosmic Philosopher, and I'm right there. Okay, so talk about something unusual. I say unusual because I myself was never all that familiar with this subject. So I'm going to like feature this. But before I talk about that, I have a little background, not about that, but our thought in general about life that we are enjoying. You know, we have to have good health in order to enjoy life and stuff like that. And to have good health, it means that we have to eat well, sleep well, you know, give ourselves well. And to regard the fact that the reason why we have a civilized world is not because we have billions of people on planet Earth. In order for people to be on the planet, there is fundamental issues that we are to understand. Because if we don't understand what get us here, if we don't understand why we are able to talk, see, hear, why we have a body like we do have, if we don't understand the process of procreation and all that, we are out. Civilized illumination. Because we take life for granted a lot. Life is taken for granted. And it's only when some people get picked, they realize they can't do those whole bunch of nonsense anymore. But we should know that before we fall sick or tragedy strike kind of way. All right? So I was just thinking about this, as I always like to talk a little background to the things I'm going to say so that somebody will decide whether or not they want to pay attention to what I consider to be civilized thinking and be concerned about the real issues that we ought to be concerned with, because we need to know the things that are important affect our minds. We ought to have an interest in that. Otherwise, we are spending our lives wrong. Because we have the Lord's honor and respect, at least have in recognition how we come about. Because you wouldn't have any hands, you wouldn't have voice, you wouldn't have nothing at all if your people are living a good, enjoyable life. Because they are healthy and well, and they are sporting things, you know, all the features of your body. You were created, and I see a lot of people are deprived of it. Some people born sick. They're never able to develop into a good person because they are born with so much limitation. Not good sight, not good hearing, and not, you know, not able to ambulate, to walk, and to, you know, like an athletic ability. A lot of people don't have that. And what do they do? Do without it. Or if they can enhance, like if they didn't have born with legs, they can put on prosthesis leg and walk. But hey, and you know, marvelous. I see a guy who he doesn't have hands or legs. And he's like the greatest swimmer. That's just miraculous. And that guy, he's more wealthier than people with two feet and two hands. Yeah, because he's a wizard under the water. Amazing. However, we are in a very dark age. You know, I talk about the dark ages on back in the some decades or centuries, a few centuries ago. They talk about dark age. We are living in the dark age right now. Right? And because we're living in the dark age right now makes what I'm going to say to you important. Important. Because I am very, very, I am struck by situation I see in the world, and I become conscious of it just a few years now, not too long ago, because I wasn't reading and understanding about the world and stuff like that until something happened in my head, in my brain. You know, the cerebral and the cerebellar, what do we call it? The cerebellum, and the cerebral. Those are the two major region of the brain, right? And if we don't have a good, healthy brain, poor brain function working as a one network, all four brain systems work as one network, and it is very interesting to know what the brain is doing. Just like we talk about cerebellum and cerebral portion of the brain, we are not going to live the right life and just live until we are dead. And that's basically how I grew up in church and was taught the falsehood about Adam and Eve in the garden. Now, I am ashamed. I am embarrassed now to see how the world fall into this psychological darkness. I am amazed. I am amazed, and I am amazed at black people, because I am more amazed of black people because of what history says about black people. Black people are the people, the civilized people, that spread civilization all over until we're white people become kind of civilized. They're semi-civil. Because they will never be civilized according to history. They come from, strictly uncivilized origin. White people come from uncivilized origin. And clearly, the history, the science history, that tells us about our human beginning. It clearly shows that white people come from hominid, which is the first development. And the hominid gives the Homo erectus. And that's where the white people come from directly. Because the Homo erector and go directly into Europe, and that's exactly where white people develop, interbreeding with Neanderthals, and later down mingle with the African people as well. Not all, but enough to create a problem. That's the biblical talking separate. And we don't know that white people, the Bible, biblical talking serpent. We don't know that, but that's what the history has. And since the church keeps us away from knowing history and taking the Bible, the falsehood of Adam and Eve in a garden, we don't get to know our history. No, it's the darkest time in the human history. But yet still, these white people will talk about they are Greeks and talk about the Dark Ages. The Dark Ages is when they're referring to was when they had the Inquisition and the Crusades. They're using this AD Anno Domini calendar that is totally fraud, and they use that as law on black people, because there was nobody in the African government to protect African people. Now, if you want to talk about the Dark Ages, yes, the Dark Ages is since the white people begin to say they're ruling. That's the Dark Age. The Bible represents the Dark Age. And to black people, it is given to us. Oh, born in this generation, it is given to us as Jesus is the light of the world. If you know what darkness is, that's what Jesus is. The darkness of the minds of the civilized people. Anytime you believe in that, you're done. So, talk about the darkness. My view of the Dark Ages is since A.D. Anno Domini. Let's say officially, the written record. A.D. Anno Domini, the false calendar that the white people made, is when the Dark Age stepped in. And people really don't know what is the civilized world at all. Because we all gone to church. Church is the darkness of your mind that you don't know what your history is. I bet you know what your birth certificate is, but you don't know what your human certificate is. Because you don't know you were created. When we believe that a spirit God creates Adam and Eve in a garden, and the Bible doesn't have the decency. Which land, which geography on earth did God place Adam and Eve in a garden? The Bible has not even dust that we could get an idea. We don't have no idea. And just an idea is not going to be good enough. If they're talking about the way we were created, like it is history, well, there shouldn't be no problem. Right where the place is. We don't have none of that. And yet still, we allow the white people to destroy our civilization with that nonsense. People are unafraid to ask intelligent questions. What's wrong with asking questions? No, the white people teach us not to ask questions about history. They never carry history book into an academic classroom. Not unless you must be taking history as an elective. But the point is this, generally, life is not addressed from the academic, the certified academic world history. No. You don't see that in church. You don't see that we are a place where people are to be enlightened. So you don't hear much your parents talk much about history. History is not recognized by the Christian belief because Christianity does not come out of real history. You see, we do not have authentic precedents for history and the meaning of history and how we today in the future of what happened in the past, how we are disconnected from the past, where the history is to guide us. So we are not being guided by the history of the past where we come from. So if we don't know where we come from, is there a chance that we know where we are going? It's impossible. It is impossible. And the truth sounds like the biggest lie now when you tell the truth and you say it's the history says. People don't care about that. Because the white people come and say, look, all right, we're going to control you and we're going to determine how you live. And black people settle for that. You ever wonder, where is Africa, the African Union government, to control the civilized world? Africa don't business with no civilized world.
You look at the people in Africa and see the way they think and where what is their agenda. When I read history and think about the whole thing, I say, well, now I have a good sense as to where the white people come in, and I know about the relationship between them and some of our ancestors going back some 12,000 of years. A relationship put the white people where they are with the African people. That is the problem. And since we don't grow up, so how do I know about history? It was after I was age 50 and, you know, some lightning strike my brain or so. I don't mean literally, but consciously, my brain was affected and addressed the way I read. And it is because that a consciousness came into my head that, you know, like say to me, you must pay attention to words that you're reading and what it says. I developed a general consciousness from that. And that's what changed my life completely. When I talk, I mean, there's not anybody who wants to listen to me or, you know, or regard what I say. Just like I said, the World Literature Textbook, it is in all of the high institution of learning, but yet still, it is not a book that in any kind of way close to the regard for the Bible. Bible, that book, not even Billy Graham, one of the greatest Christian preachers. Not even Billy Graham certified that Adam and Eve was in a garden, in as much as he preached with such conviction. Now we know that his conviction was not real conviction, because his friend, who was in the ministry with him, they started to preach, his friend backed out the way to represent himself, like he's an atheist or, you know, something like that. He could not take the pressure he felt preaching about Jesus, and he knew it wasn't true. So he came out and he busted Billy Graham. Say that Billy Graham is just preaching for money. That's what he says about his friend. That's what we are in. Now, how can black people put away the interest in their own history and take on issues they believe in, but have no knowledge? Why? Why would we go there? Why do we go there? Something is wrong, right? But we can always correct what is wrong. Once we have an opportunity, we can do it if we want. And when you think that, all right, you're accustomed to all of these old bunch of nonsense in our surrounding we grow up with, right? To know that something is wrong with the world and you don't want to stay in that boat where everybody's sailing down uncivilized, you know, river. And you can change. You can change what's wrong, because you have a mind and you are free at liberty to style your life the way you want it. So if you realize something, there ain't nobody, I mean, holding you down, but your own lack of pay attention and follow your sense of reasoning. That's all you need to do. And it may be a challenge, of course, because it's not easy to make your mind become as sober like it's supposed to be, if you don't decide to purge yourself, you have to see the way you're doing and see that, you know, you need to get out from that. You need to not think that way. You have to accept those kind of notions and go towards what you discern is the right thought and the right conduct that you are to have. So I talk about the darkness of the human world that we are in. So I decide to ask these questions. Why black people do not ask mere Indo-European people originate? Why black people don't question that and seek to know? About their status of civilization. Why black people don't want to know that? No, I had to read to find out who white people are. Yeah, I needed to know that. Like some other things I needed to know. Because otherwise, I'm just, you know, enjoying the ride in the boat of uncivilized life. But I want to know the truth about the world that I see, and nobody is trying to, you don't hear anybody expressing a knowledge that you want to know. No. So I know I was void. And I wanted to know, to fill the void. So by turning my attention to things that I read, and since I have occasion to read and to know things, all right, I don't have to ask anybody about that. Because that is something I can do for myself. And the fact that I want to be subdued by a higher intelligent reasoning, I pay attention to stuff. Because once I read it and I understand it, that's it. You can't tell me no nonsense. If I am sure that I understand what I read. If I don't understand what I read, I'm not going to, like, fool myself that I know. Mm-mm. I'm going to do what it takes to find out exactly what this is I'm reading. So I'm saying now, black people are being, I've lost the senses. Black people in general have lost their senses. And you know what? I can use a big, broad brush and brush about almost every black people. They have education. They have university education. But what else do they, what is the REM? You know, what range of power do they have with that education? I can tell you that all of the high level education brains that we have, people out there are so, so learned. And yet still, if you ask them, what is AD Anno Domini opposed to BC? They can hardly explain that to you. Because you know what? If they were to explain that to you, something would happen to them. If they can tell you the truth, the difference between AD Anno Domini and the BC era in the time past. Right? No, they don't know nothing about that. If you ask them, is AD Anno Domini a bureaucracy, government power? They don't know that. Right? If you ask them about jurisdiction of government, they don't know what you're talking about. Well, if you ask a lawyer that, a lawyer will tell you. ask the lawyer about what is the difference between the civilization back, you know, many thousands of years ago. The lawyer might start having problems too, because you kind of like going out of his legal prowess, right? But if a lawyer is using words, is having a problem with what the distant past with civilization, what it is, what it means to us today, and it goes to show you that the lawyer still was not educated properly. You see, because words lead you to almost all the relevant things where that word is concerned, and make you begin to make discovery, because that's what happened to me. You see, what words all about, and why it is important to penetrate the definitions to words, and don't become legalistic with words. Therefore, you're hindered from becoming one who is highly competent and versatile, but accurate, using the everyday words that we are using. Claim to be an expert on what I'm saying, but I know some of it to be true. And I'm dealing with that, because I'm never going to be wrong. Because what? I'm not stepping into the shoes of the person who is like 20 times more educated than me. No, I would never disrespect the person who's more intelligent than I am. No. I am interested in how well this person used words properly, not just to certain things, but all around. Because that's where you're going to have a problem, no matter, you could be the greatest wizard. You have to make sure you're not negatively prejudiced. Because if you're negatively prejudiced, it means that you're doing a whole lot of malfunction in your conduct, because your thinking is not right. You see? So you'd look and say a lawyer is somebody that, you know, invincible. His sense of words, he may just cut it short and limit it to things of his interest. You see what I mean? If you're to be a human being that understand the world according to history, not according to Bible, you are not someone in this age easy to deal with, because all of the people who go to church, you can't be reasoning well and get along with those people, with church people. No, because they believe in something that is totally different. The church people believe into something that will not allow you. It won't work to the good grace of someone who has civilized sense. The Christian, to begin with, for the people who think that Christianity is a good thing, right there, your brain is dead. Your brain is dead, and I don't mean like in a literal sense, but psychologically. You are operating at a deficit that you don't even know. Because you think words are used just the way you grow up in your, you know, your social system. And you're doing a lot of things because your perception of words and how words are used is wrong. See, your concept of words and our words supposed to be used to make life be exactly what you want it or what it should be by anybody who has an interest into something. To know the rule. That's the thing. To know the rule. The word rule. And you have to identify it when it comes to you. That's the only time, because you don't know what's going to happen until you're confronted with words. You know? When you're confronted with an issue, and you read those words that tells you where it goes, that's when you know what you have on your hand, you know, good or bad. All right. So I am saying at the rate now that white people make up this new world order stuff and give themselves the power to rule over the earth. Now, based on the history of the civilized world, white people are never civilized. And civilized thinking is what assures life to be healthy and well, and everything with life prosper. White people, no business with that. Where they are right now, they don't belong there, says history, academic certified history. White people cannot rule anything. They are killers, murderers. They are thieves. They are like Christians who believe in Jesus that don't exist, all right? White people believe that what black people have is theirs as a broad concept. What are they doing in America? Now you think I was joking. Now I'm going to like bring it to you. I say white people, without any exemption, they think what white black people have is theirs. Because they are not hybrid, so they don't have the kind of mental perception, sense of reasoning, like black people. But what do you see they do? I mean, they are unique because they are the first level or the second level of humanity. And the hybrid people are without limit now, because we actually come from the third level of human development. But we are now mixed with the blood of the gods who made us hybrid. That's the difference. That's history. That's the Bible. So civilization is what black people originate in. It's not a title to be called an hybrid. It's what happened. But the white people come to a realization. They know we are hybrid. And they are educated by our system, educational system. And they did not have no learning whatsoever over the past 2 million years. So just think about it when I tell you that they were born uncivilized, evolutionary existence they have. And for whatever the reason, whatever the reason is, they are unique in the sense that they like sex, you know, but they don't like sex in the way civilized people like sex. Problem with white people. And like I say, I'm drawing the broad brush on white people. And if you want to say that I am
homophobic.
Get away with that. When I say get away with that, I mean you go someplace else and, you know, talk to other people who don't read history, and you will get a nod from them. You're not getting a nod from me because I don't know that to be true in history, and I am definitely never talking about my feelings or my belief or nothing like that. I am going on strictly what is written, and what I see is reliable information, or else I'm not talking. And I think it's reliable, I'm going to talk it. Let somebody come and knock it down. And when you knock it down, I'm going to like smile and thank you. Because I want to know the truth, you see. I am never in any kind of way want to shun the opportunity of somebody correcting what I said. All right. So what I'm saying to you now is that something that must be considered is that white people come from Homo erectus. They are not anatomical, wise human beings. They're not. And it doesn't matter how they try to, you know, to run in and go into bed with Neanderthals and now with some of the African hybrid people. And that's how they learn, by coming to the African people, because Neanderthals would not take them up to the level of knowledge that they have now. They only had the potential. How they fill that potential is with the African hybrid people. It is out of that connection that caused the human world to be where it is right now. And it is in the worst state it could ever be. Because all you expect to see now is more and more catastrophe by these white people. For one, you can't reason with them. You can't talk to them. They decide that they're going to make up a different world after they have good academic education, learn from the Elohim God's establishment. They realize that because the black people as ethnic group, they are one on the same with a little difference to their skin color. And that's when they decide to invent cleave a bubble system and drag, you know, and say they have dominion over black people. Let's get to the history, truth about that, and white people will fly away. Don't joke about that. They don't want to talk about the truth. They don't want to talk about history. And black people are afraid of them. Black people don't want to, you know, like, rise up and speak the truth. You see, because it's now, you can't be in their church and say you're speaking truth. Because the Bible, it gives you a wrong concept about your creation. You see? And they cannot stand up in front of you if you were to jerk them with it. White people cannot. They are, if you think they are strong, strong because they have weapons. Read the foolishness that they write in the Bible, and you will know that they are really uncivilized, like I tell you. Every one of them. And you will say, well, then, all right, where am I going with it? You see, I grew up into the world uncivilized belief that the Bible, teaches us. It's after finding out, and I'm reading. It's not like mysterious happened to me. No. Is that I begin to pay attention to words and what words actually represent. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Never develop perfect civilized thinking. They still have not. They try a lot to imitate civilized institution, and that's what they're doing right now. And they got away with doing it by getting black people to be to be ruled under this AD Anno Domini that they contrive. It's just a contrive. It's a vile cleave bubble maneuver that they are using. Now confront me now, who has some legal knowledge about the way the world functions, right? They will never succeed in talking about AD Anno Domini because, I mean, the a tropic depression, they will sink to the bottom of the ocean. Just when you have a tropical depression, you know, or a tropical wave, they don't have anything to authenticate the foundation on which they stand and say they're running a government. And then we're going to run into the fact that government exists long time before they have anything about little civilized animation. When did they get the civilized animation? Remember, they are in history spending 2 million years in Europe. And it is clear they did not establish no civilized establishment. You know, like common establishment that we use today. How do they come to be running these institutions? Because they have an agenda. And the little education that they learn from us, they begin to push it. And I don't know what they did with Africa, but it is amazing to me that Africa pays no attention to all this whole bunch of, madness that they are keeping up. And to write a Bible, if you come to understand that the Bible is foolishness, and when I say foolishness, I don't mean every page in the Bible is foolishness. But what should be understood about the Bible is that the Bible is composed as a book telling you about the universe and mankind creation. And it's a lie. No part of it is true. You talk about Abraham and black man Abraham met God in the sky. God called from the sky to Abraham on the earth. And he's the first black human being to meet the monotheism God that the white people make. You see, all this whole bunch of rubbish that people in the world believe. You don't have a coherent sense of what you believe in. Because these guys remove the perception of the civilized world. So you read some of it in books, what the civilized world was like, and that civility did not vanish, but they decide that they want to change it, and that's what they have done when they write a Bible and don't write nothing about the genetic manipulation that created the hybrid black ethnic group of people. They don't write none of that in here, and they try hard in the Bible to not come out and tell you that black people were created. Because if you read in Genesis 3, and I think it's the 22nd verse, that verse down there that tells you that God said, now the man is as wise as us, knowing good and evil. And you read all of that. God did say that they would die if they eat of the fruit. Now it's the fruit that gives them eye to see. And the white people write that Bible and talk about a talking serpent. And the history is clear that they are the ones that defile because they gone into bed with them. You see? And this is the problem. You don't know you must know by now that anytime you start sleeping around with somebody, watch it. Because there's a lot of energy there. You are dabbling in when you're having sexual experience, whatever you want to do. Sexuality carries a lot. It encompasses your life in total, sexuality, because that's where you were born, right? We were initially born by the mixing of the substance that created a baby genetically. That's the way we started off. But for us to multiply, we needed compatibility. So that, like, otherwise we would be just like mule. You know, that you always have to have donkey and horse to couple it to bring forth a mule, right? But for mule and mule to bring forth a mule, we were given compatibility by what is called today bone marrow transplant. So that when we were created the hybrid, we were well functioning like a mule. But then there was a need for procreation for us to not look towards alternate, but go direct. And this is what you'll read even in the Bible that it tells you that. My point is, these white people writing the Bible, in their agenda to take over control over the black people, they write the Bible, and being that they are not thinking about the gravity of the words that they are using, right? So, whereas we are coming from the clarity of Hebrew language, where, according to the espousal of this fact, these white people come in now and mess up what is real Hebrew language. They mess it up because they want to say things. Now, since they take over control with AD and Adamani over the past 2 millennia, they are writing and twist and things that black people, not governing anything they say, they can say anything they want. So my point is, the plural of God, anywhere you see OD God, It's plural. It means gods, right? So when they are using capital G-O-D and call it monotheism and lie and say it's Abraham that find that God in the sky, these people, these white people, these sodomite culture, as you see Obama, they come here in the United States and don't regard black people, ethnic people, like they are nobody, okay? It's because they are not civilized. Why? Why they chose that they want sodomy to rule the world. See that? That's the darkness that we are in, because they are making Jesus Christ, you know, to die for your sin. And none of those things are true. Not even a dust of it, if you can find it. So, they're writing the Bible and they're lying about the creation of the ethnic people. You see, how old is that Bible? About some 17, 18 years. Yeah, I mean, years, 100 years. About some 17, 1800 years. Right? So that's what they are doing. But if you read this part, you will see they have a hard time to keep the pluralism out of what they say. So, I was reading the other day, and then, you know, things, these things have a way of popping up for you. This is what I struck my attention. When it talks about unto Adam also, unto his wife, did the Lord make coats of skin and cloth and clothe them. Now, this is the featured verse I want you to pay attention to about the pluralism, about how we were created. Was it just one God, like they say, make Adam and Eve, where they can't tell you what piece of land, no, what geography was Adam and Eve placed in? We only have that dangling in mid-air, but we are assuming now that Adam and Eve had to exist. But they don't want to tell you how that, how authentic that existence of Adam and Eve. And they are riding on the fact that, of course, there is a history that goes in that way about a man and a woman were created. But in history, it is explained. It is explained. So we are void of the explanation. So they are making use of our lack of knowing how we were created, because they now prepare the Bible and evangelize the Bible until the world is full of it now, and people just go down the belief syndrome road, will never have an interest to know anything else. So even in the Bible now, you don't find anything that will stir up your curiosity. Because if I am in the church half a century, and none of these things never bother me, it shows you how sedated we are, that we will not conscious. We will not get conscious of wanting to know what the truth is, because we are only, our lack curiosity, our lack of details, we will not get there. We will not get there. So in my life, I had, I have thoughts, is intrusive thoughts that want more knowledge. And that's what makes the change in my life. That on my own, I decide to search. I decide to plow. You see? The church don't want you plow. See? And that's the damage that the Bible does to us. Jim Jones carried about almost 1,000 black people to Guyana from America. You see? Sincere Christians, right? Mm-hmm. Follow the sodomite Jim Jones. And they don't know. We don't know. So this is our attitude toward Christianity, that it is a good thing. And I see all the early so-called Christians kill the black people and forcing them to become Christians. Yeah, these are the thugs. The Inquisition and the Crusades. And the Pope is apologizing now for sins of Catholics. So now I'm telling you how they are trying to not get the message that we are hybrid. And you think it is prophets writing these things in the Bible? No. It's sodomites writing what you're reading. And they're fixing it. And the origin of some of these things we're reading in the Bible, except for about Jesus come to die for our sins and all those kind of stuff. There are other things in the Bible apparently may have been said by other people. But these white folks rework those things. You know, it's like I begin to trace from Egypt, they begin to destroy the concept, the civilized concept. These white people now that you see here in America, they have an agenda to destroy, totally obliterate the thinking of the black people. And they don't necessarily want to kill you physically, but that is necessary for some of us, for them to kill some of us. But the key thing is they want us to never remember who we are, the Holy Ghost. That's what they want. You see? Because once our brain gets into that and we are conditioned now to be, you know, and eventually you'll begin to think that if you accept that homosexuals are, you know, but and forgive them too, and think that you and these homosexuals have the same creation, that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. And that's how the Bible that they write and, you know, cone it up for people to be satisfied with the perception about Adam and Eve in a garden. You don't see anything wrong with this story, you know. what was the emphasis on the fruit in the midst of the garden? What is the garden? And all that kind of stuff. They're talking about sex, but they're not telling us if sex they're talking about. You see, when they talk about God's voice was heard, he was walking in the garden and they were afraid of him, what are they talking about? A spirit God who we are made in the image and likeness of? Can we be made in the likeness of spirit gods that we don't see? Neither Adam or Eve can tell you what God is like, right? No, they don't say that. You see, but they tell you all the bad, vicious, nasty stuff that God did to Adam and Eve. All lies. The entire thing is a lie. But these white people, that's what they do. Because they intend that they are sodomites and we are not sodomites. They are the smaller body of humanity. And yet still, they have made things up. And because they have this vile nature inside of them, common sense now, they're going to use that against us. So they realize that weapon is a nice thing for them to have, right? And they realize now if they build up their weapon, they'll have it covered with us. That's what they're doing. That's the reason why there is always going to be police killing black people. Because they have us covered with the church, with Jesus. And we're not finding out, no gossip. So now I'm telling you, one of the biggest impediments for black people is to realize that they are hybrid. That is a very necessary thing. It is necessary for black people to come to the historical knowledge that they are an hybrid creature. And the history is here with us to recognize it. Not the Bible, but they catch us into the Bible. And remember, they use some like Inquisition, atrocities. Destroy African people in the flesh and psychologically. They don't care either. You see, even at this time when you think they should understand life better than the way they do, they do not. I feel proud about themselves. Feel proud to come from so far and trace black people everywhere they are and kill them. And they don't see it look bad. They don't see it. So if you think white people are civilized, I'm telling you the truth. They need to go back where they learned their sodomy. We don't want it in our territory. You see? And we want the tornadoes and all these destruction to visit them and more often until we don't see them anymore. You see? That is promised to them in writing that I have read. That is coming to them. The gods who, the weather system that we experience, oh well, can any of them live without the weather system? They don't care about the gods. They want us to think that it's just nature caused everything to happen. Lie. You see, on the day plenty black people will wake up and understand, these white people will find their way back home, because they cannot stay here, given the fact that all the time that they have spent here over the past 4 years is because, no joke about that. Now, it's time to get out of that Babylon stuff, right? So I'm telling you, the intricate stuff that they do, you're not going to find out if you don't read with a clean mind. And even when you read, Pope apologize for sins of Catholics and wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect to cultures and faith in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Even when you hear that, it doesn't mean anything to you. Why does it mean anything to you? Because your brain, like the Jim Jones people, your brain is not, you're not seeing what you are looking at. You're not seeing what you're looking at. You're looking at something, but you're not making any sense of it. So until we are interested to know, it's not going to happen. We are going to be believers, and believers doesn't connect you to anything. You assume that you do. But why should you believe in something that you don't have a reading sense of it? You don't have any other experience of knowledge with it. And you're placed into hoping in it after you're dead and all that kind of stuff. And you will never arrive at a realization that as long as you believe in something that you don't know, there is no need for you to want to know, because you're convinced already in hope that something is going to happen after you're dead. You're not looking forward to anything, you know, of that measure to happen in your lifetime. So you don't worry about that. You think that you never have to look into those things because, you know, the Lord will return. If you were reading, you would know no Lord came the first time. Preparation you're reading about in the Bible about a Messiah will come, and those are things from the dump somewhere out there. That's where these stuff come from. These white people don't care about what they write in the Bible. They know we are going to think that it's something divine, but they know it's not. They know. They are concerned about the wealth the black people have, and
you don't need to doubt what I'm saying. Because you don't see black people chase them down or anything, right? You didn't see black people go and learn anything from them. You see they come to us to learn, to mingle up and to learn stuff. And after they learn, we pay for the wrong of mingling with them. They are the talking serpent. But you won't know unless, you know, you become unafraid and we look for knowledge and realize that if you are believing something you don't know, you're in bad shape. You're not thinking right on a lot of bad things. It's likely. So in this case, I'm telling you, they are running away from saying we are created by the gods, because that's problem. If we are convinced that we are created according to history and not according to the Bible, they are in big trouble. You hear me? Because they only have confidence in what they are doing now, because nobody, they don't hear anybody talking in a substance that really threatens what they're doing. So they're going to keep on talking about America is our country and stuff like that. And there's absolutely no logic in what they're saying. And the amount of, the way that they kill the African people, and never remorse one day. They rather, they're 4th of July. 4th of July commemoration of killing the black people and take over their country. And now say it's there. Bring it to me and I'll tell them exactly where what they are saying come from. They are sodomites, right? So you can just figure out where they get all these things that they brought into the African territory. What about their own jurisdiction in Europe? Oh no, they don't have anything there. Because they only learned to be sodomites over there. And when we, who are civilized, walk out of Africa 100,000 years ago and set up our different groups all over the world, they come behind us and decide to, you know, I mean, do you think about what they did in several places, but more so in Palestine. Think about what they do in Palestine. You know, King David and, you know, a lot of wealth there. All right, what happened to that wealth? 70 AD, they say Romans, you know, is the one who destroyed and took over the place. And today, you have Jesus Christ nativity seen there. Black people cannot enter there. These sodomites kick us out of Palestine, who they call Jews today. They don't call black Jews no more. No, because what? They have elevated themselves from being, you know, being recognized as only sodomites. They don't want to be recognized as sodomites no more, but that's all they are. You see, they can't split up homosexuals with anything else. You're either gay or you're not. But they can't cope up with people who are not gay. So they want full power to rule. When we acknowledge or submit ourselves to their terror, AB and Adamani, you know, I mean, push aside our everything about us, they shove aside and bring in their thing from Europe to our territory. There is absolutely no law in the world that allow sodomites who are not even up to full human civility to rule anything. And you even read the Bible and you'll find out no, you can't come in with any other strange thinking. Your polytheism, that's where you're born. You can't entertain them into our society. I am shocked that we find ourselves being ruled by them. And I am finding that the underlining attitude of the Bible is nothing at all about Jesus. What they're saying about Jesus, there is absolutely nothing
in the Bible that consolidate that is a fact, that they truly, truly have a basis for that. There's no basis for Jesus. And you will find out when you read word that no prophecy exists for Jesus. No prophecy exists even for the black man that they're talking about. It doesn't matter what they do with it. If you read and understand, there is no way that they can get off the whole bunch of folly. But we won't come to our senses. So this is what they say. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. Digest that for a minute. Now, you think about these ridiculous things and see if you don't pity me. Who is reading this from, you know, almost 7 years of age? I wasn't reading then, but, you know, all of my adult life and reading that I do until I'm like 50 years of age. I never understand none of this. But look here now what these sodomites are writing in the Bible. That we are, you know, I mean, countless of us believe this thing, all right? No. But if you give this to a real scholar who don't have no contrary concept about anything, they just deal with words. And you, maybe without your attention call, you probably won't go deeply into what it is saying and to follow the relevance of the entire context of what they're talking about in the chapter. Your mind together and start out to digest this thing just on the basis of the words that you're reading. You will find out something is wrong. All right? And see, they are writing that something went wrong with Adam and Eve and the talking serpent. Right? The talking serpent totally explained to them that what God tell them was a lie. They will not die if they eat the fruit. So look into this. Now, if you have a good sense of what you're reading, then you know that this Bible messed up your brain because you totally believe it. Think about it more as a scholar and see where it takes you. You're going to find out that you live in a false perception. Totally. Nobody don't bias me. It's my reading bias shows that I'm reading something that don't make any sense. Now, when you find out that something don't make no sense, you know, if you find out yourself, well, you know, I mean, you know, you don't need nobody to tell you anything. You don't need anybody to tell you anything. So, he says, and the Lord God said, behold, as one of us. Why is God saying that? And they're going to tell you that it is, he was talking to Christ. Look, you don't have nothing, no nail to hang your hat on with that, you know. Because you read about God begot a son. Is that true? And there's nothing in the Bible to convince you that it's true either. You know, because you have a problem to reconcile with God is a spirit. And he beget a son. It's written for you to follow that and become convinced a true that God beget a son, Jesus Christ. Who else the Bible said God beget? You know? So, I'm telling you that these white people, they're trying their best. And they are reaping. They are reaping a lot of goods by writing these things that confuse us. Because, you know, they're going to have a bad hand no matter what they do. But before that end strikes them, you have a life to live. You really don't want to live it the way you believe in the scripture here, right? Because they are denying the God as the one that created the African ethnic people. That's what they are denying. And when they come in with AD false calendar, AD and Adamani, and we accepted that, they got complete control over us. Yeah. Complete political control and bureaucratic control. Yeah. That's what they have. Now, you see sodomite with wrong brain, wrong endocrine gland rule the world? Look, for what sex is to procreation of any type of being, sex coming into the world is by sex, even if there are other channels that can make hybrid and stuff like that. But that's not the manufacturing that nature uses to create human beings, right? So the thing is, for us to continue living and befriend with sodomy, it means that, you know, we are headed to perdition. We are going to perish because we think so. Because history don't tell us that, you know. And we don't have any reason not to understand the history and believe foolishness. So, see? Other places say, and God said, and God make man in his own image and after his likeness. They read that in chapters before, right? But right here, in the case where they are saying that Adam and Eve get in trouble with the talking serpent, and God begin to lash them with curse now, he's now saying, well, it comes from verse 19 of the third chapter of Genesis. And it says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt you return. It says now, verse 20, and Adam called his wife Eve because she was the mother of all living. Now, they're writing this in the Bible because they know in history it is a fact about Adam and Eve. But watch this now. When it comes to who make Adam and Eve, it is saying, unto Adam also, unto his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Listen to this one now. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. So that means they eat the fruit and they become one with the God. Why? Why is God making this declaration? Did he want them to be equal with them? You know, in a higher measure there. Not say completely, but in a higher level. Should they come up to more maturity? No, you will find out that this God is prejudiced. This God is a racist or whatever it is. Because God is saying no. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become one of us to know good and evil. So wait a minute now. This is after God said they shouldn't eat the fruit, and they ate it. And listen, oh, God is reacting to this. And you want to tell me white people were right all this? You want to tell me they are civilized? Answer to what I'm saying to you. White people are running the world. Are they civilized? Of course not. They're not civilized. Look at the way the world is working. The only thing they might vote on is the economy and what road and all different stuff that they do. They don't have a spiritual understanding, right? And look at the quality writing that they are doing to shield the fact and fail to do, to write it in the Bible that we are hybrid. They fail to do that. They fail to do that because some write all kind of foolishness and we won't know to interpret and to analyze and to decide anything. That's what white people want from black people, and that's what they are getting from us. That even when we have big education, PhD and stuff like that, we're still reading the Bible and don't know what they're talking about. And there is no prophecy fulfilled in the Bible. Come on. Black people are you know, with PhD, don't tell me that you can't realize that there is no prophecy that fulfill about Jesus Christ. In no way, shape, or form. But in the exact way the prophecy said, Jesus would sit as a king, right? And he would be Prince of Peace. And he would rule for a long, long time. And you want to tell me we don't understand that? And we still believe that Jesus will return. And there is nothing here that says that he did. There is no prophecy that is fulfilled that Christ came and fulfilled anything. And if you look, you see contradiction between what the prophecy says and what you're reading in the New Testament. What they're writing in the New Testament about Jesus has absolutely nothing to do with the Isaiah prophets of 9, 6, and 7 in the book of Isaiah. It doesn't say anything about what the prophet said that was to be fulfilled. Nothing. And St. John 6:15, it is clear that record said Jesus refused to become a king. Yes. Jesus was never, whether he was black or white, but he never became king, like the prophecy said. And Jesus said, think not that I am come to send peace but a sword, and put enmity between people and a lot of anger on where people will never get along. And they were saying that so that when we see what's going on now, we will think, say, well, you know, the Bible said that would happen. But you're not seeing the depth of what is going on. You see, the little trick. But it come a time now where they back breaking the scene. And they are saying, no, God, instead God commend himself and keep the blame on Adam and Eve. He's saying something now that is rather defaming. It is defaming the very scripture agenda. You see, because when it is saying now, he wanted these people to have a good time and till the ground. But now he's cursing them, and he's saying that when they say they shouldn't eat the fruit, now he's not authenticating that they shouldn't eat the fruit. No, he's showing that the fruit would be good for them to eat. It doesn't make any sense. God is actually saying that the fruit would make them have life. Think about that. So if these people are writing about salvation and stuff like that, and you are in the church, and you don't know your history, you are into the Bible, and they are saying God is turning, is what he say is his truth, into a lie. Because he's saying now that the man is become as one of them by eating the fruit. They should not realize any type of enlightenment at all. None whatsoever. And these nasty sodomite folks here, right, are, you know, you can't get them out of our territory. And the killing and all them kind of thing that they have done to us, you can't get them out of it. And we are not able to show them that, look, full of monkey crap, you know, to be writing all of these things about our character and using us to validate the nonsense you are writing and give it to us to believe it. Unfortunate, so many of us have fallen prey to it. And I am one that escaped. Now, so he says, behold the man become one of us to know good and evil. God was supposed to keep them from evil. When he said to them, don't eat of the fruit, a fruit that was able to make them wise. And when you are wise, you know the difference between good and evil, and you stay away from what is evil. But God is saying, no, that's the way he wanted Adam and Eve, and why they should not eat the fruit, is so that they stay in ignorance. Stay in ignorance where they will never know good from evil. Read it. Do you understand what it is saying? It's talking contrary to God. Why you believe in this God of the Bible? To prove that there is no God in what you're reading. They are lying. You see, it's a fictional writing. Because at least they should have enough sense not to make God say that now they know good from evil. How could they write that in the Bible? And God is going to be judged as perfect and everything like that. How can you hold this God like he's a real God that make the world? Can this character make the world or make anything? And says no. When do you know a lie is a lie? When do you know? And when you find out, what do you do with it? What do you do with the lie? Believe it? Or toss it? Now, I'm saying, this is God talking. And if you think God is talking a good argument, you know, I mean, go yonder with that. So he says, and now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat. Hear this? And live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden, the ground whence he was taken. Now, he even gave the cherubim sword, you know, turning different direction. This is what he says. He says, so he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword. Now, when you hear this, you know a sodomite write this, right? And why them write it? A fool. Understand? Flaming sword. Imagine this. God is doing that. That's how much God is pissed off over his own whole bunch of ignorance and uncivilized thinking. Yeah. And you want, you know, your children to be exposed to a Bible like this. And it says here, a flaming sword which turn every way. That's how God is really pissed off. And he could avoid it, the whole thing, because he can see all things, you know, beforehand. So why he allow all of this to happen? You see? This just coil up everything where the Bible say into sodomite ignorance. And them writing this because they have an agenda. They're up to something. And you can see what they're up to right now. Condition the world is in. And this is the Bible they write. And put the world where it's at. Because there is no Adam and Eve sin in any garden. Nothing like that doesn't happen. If you want to talk to me about this, you can always do. We can have, you know, call me. When you can, 347-850-1358. And let's talk about it. People don't want to sit down and talk about stuff because they're afraid that they're going to be wrong and not able to release themselves from their, you know, uncivilized belief. I put aside mine because it wasn't working out. You know, I have to be with the truth. Whenever I find it, yes. And so now, it tells you that he drove the man and he placed in the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and the flaming. He drove out the man and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden, cherubim and a flaming sword, which turn every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So God is doing all of that now because he had good things in there for Adam and Eve to enjoy. And he was telling Adam and Eve, don't even touch it. Now, if you believe these old bunch of nonsense written in the Bible by the God of the sodomite white people there, then you're not looking for any civilized knowledge then. You can't be. All right. So I am telling you why black people are afraid to talk their history that is government. Long before they come to America, there is government in America. All over the world, black people, anywhere they go, they have the authority of kingship. This is just no joke about that. Why can't somebody call me and prove me wrong? Nobody will call me and prove me wrong. Angel joined the conversation. Skating Angel left the conversation. See, I'm not getting anybody to come in and call me. You know, somebody log into this studio and listen for a while and depart. Nothing wrong with that, you know. But I can't get a conversation out of people. And I'm not, you know, I'm talking stuff. I'm not, you know, I'm disrespecting anybody. But we're not talking about belief now. We're talking about knowledge, you know. So if I talk and denigrate the wrong way to believe, that's not being disrespectful to anyone. You know, because you are not to expect somebody to believe you. No time. If they want to, it is their own volition. Okay? So, that's according to etymological rules. You don't believe what you don't know because it opens you up to a lot of problems. If you don't know, it's time for you to know. Or, you know, what about you close your eyes when you're driving home? You know? Close your eyes when you're driving home and see, believe, right? Believe strongly. Make sure that your belief is very strong. You know, close your eyes. You know, going like about 50 miles an hour. Right? Day or night. You know, and let's see if you will get home. You know what I mean? With your eyes closed. No, just believe on the Lord. He's going to, like, carry your own thing. You know, this is a whole bunch of foolishness that we need to reverse. And we're not reversing them with the white people and say they're ruling. You know? They have already had my tweet over two years that says to toss out that the time has come to toss out of world society the pontifex, the presidency of United States. The monarchy is in Bible. With Abraham monotheism, God spreading like a cancer all over the world. It's hoax and fraud. They have that tweet that I appeal over two years now. And they will not answer. They promise to answer as soon as possible. This is as soon as possible. You see, because they need to answer that. They need to answer that. They don't need to make anything get worse before they answer it. So they are sodomites. They are sodomites. And a lot of people, it's like the blood, civilized people, it's like their blood run cold when they hear about sodomy and what sodomy is. Really. I mean, civilized people get a chill. You know, I mean, you know, they shiver when they hear about sodomy. And sodomy is ruling, controlling us. No. Mm-mm. All right. So I wrote these questions down. Ask about imperial colonialism. Why? We don't talk about imperial colonialism, what it is, where it come from. We have government from hundreds of thousands of years to our disposal. Okay? Long before these white people come and begin to go on with antics. And you want to tell me we can't have a legal conversation about what brought about this political imperial colonialism? You mean we can't ask that? We can't talk about that? You're afraid of sodomite white people so much because they have all our wealth? What about when we have all of the wealth and they didn't have nothing? What were we doing to them? We don't do nothing to them. Nothing at all to them. And they find out that, all right, we don't do nothing to them, but they're going to do something to us, though, because they're going to rule over us and they're going to turn us into sodomites. Now, colonialism and the forced hegemony. They liquidate everything we have and force us to accept AD Anno Domini. Imagine that. Ask about sodomy agenda to relegate, kill, and use frivolous AD Anno Domini democracy to remove our inalienable rights. That's what they have done. And they see that as positive. And black people are content with it. That means that we are affected mentally. You know? We are astray because our brain is not, we're not reading and understand reality, civilized reality. What I'm saying to you now is this. If we are not coming to our senses to understand what is the civilized establishment of our civilized embodiment,
the Chinese, the Indians, Hispanics, the Arabs, and every non-Indo-European. If we are not coming to our senses to know who we are, and we recline ourselves to music, sport, and all kinds of things, and we're not ever ready to talk about serious things of historic existence, what kind of business is that? What kind of business is that? When you can come up to understand that history is certified. The Bible is not. History is not asking you to believe anything it says, because it's recorded facts, however old it is. But the Bible, if you don't believe it, you have no part with God or the Bible. These white people. See, but when you accept it, you and these white people can talk like they are, you and them was created civilized. People were created civilized. No, that's not. You see? So they want you to stay with the Bible. They don't want you to go to the anthropic book with history, with your ancestors and everything like that. To come to the point where you ditch the church is the point where you really understand. But when you don't understand, you have to believe and stick to the church. The difference between having knowledge and having a belief in something you don't know. I want to thank you for tuning in to the program. And I've said enough, but there's just a little bit left. I'll play a little tune here, Nothing Cold, and chill off. I'll be right back in just a moment.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. But autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
now. So it is. I'm back.
You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies I Never Seen. Now, go to this. What I wanted to tell you about is there is a place in Peru. The Peru renowned Nazca lines. Right? There are some things that are drawn in on the surface of the earth in Peru. They are called the Nazca lines and Chavin religion. But this Chavin, isn't it the same? Seem like the same name of the police that killed, what's his name? Chavin. All right. So anyway, it's the name of the Elohim people. Right? So these things that are looks like hieroglyphics or something like that on the surface of the ground. It's a whole lot of this stuff. And so it is the Peru renowned Nazca lines and Chavin religion. Not of interest to Indo Europeans. They don't want to have anything to do with it. Anything to do with the handiwork of the gods on the earth that you can see, you can read about it, you can go and see it with your eyes. They don't want you to have knowledge of stuff. They want you to believe, hear lots of things, and you know, you're intrigued by just hearing about it. And then, you know, you start believing in it and you don't even see it. So now I'm talking to you about this phenomenon in Peru. Archaeological site in Peru. Description. The Nazca lines in southern Peru are a group of pre-Columbian geoglyphs attached into desert sand. Covering an area of nearly 10,000 kilometers. Here are about 300 different figures, including animals and plants, composed of over 10,000 lines, some of which measures 30 meters wide and stretch more than 9 kilometers. The figures are most visible from the air or nearby hilltops. The group of large geoglyphs from formed in the Nazca Desert in southern Peru, Peru Desert, is known as Nazca Lines. They were created around 500 BC. They contain drawings animals and plants. One common similarity between the Nazca lines and Stonehenge is that they both were created during ancient times. Mm-hmm. There was no perversion at that time, right? So it's all civilized experiences. What are the theories behind the Nazca lines? The theory most accepted by scientists is that the lines were a calendar according to Maria Ricci. Ricci, a German woman who spent her life studying the lines. The drawings from a schedule and a map. The countless lines that cross the desert in all directions were used to observe the monuments. No, not the monuments, to observe the movements of the sun and the moon. Deities were were an important element in Sharvin religious practice. Most important to the Sharvin was the Lanzan, the most central deity in Sharvin's culture, making the Lanzan central to religious practice. It is believed to be a founding ancestor who had oracle powers. Now, this is something that is very, very serious for people to consider. But because of the church and the prosecution of black people, these things sit on without anybody having an interest in it. And this is something that is, of high magnitude, spiritual knowledge, as you can see. It was no sodomite fooling around this, but they want to control all of this too and keep intelligent people from paying attention to it. Just as the Michael Challenger research in Africa. They don't want the world to become conscious of these things. These sodomites. It's time for them to go back where they come from. And that's my take on this. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I think I have said, sufficient enough for somebody to have what to react to, whether or not it is something that you think is important. I think it is important. That's why I talk about it. I don't live this other type of life where I am interested with other things that, doesn't mean anything tomorrow. It's just a moment of maybe a desire, anxiety, and stuff like that. I don't want that life anymore. I want the best life that I can imagine and actually live. So take care, and we'll see you on the next edition.